שם ישראל!
שם, שם, ישראל!
שם, שם, USA!
שם, שם, USA!
אעוזו בלאה מן השייטואן הרג'ים, בסם אללה הרחמן הרחים, brothers and sisters, friends from the Christian community, friends from the Jewish community, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
I extend to all of you greetings of peace in this holy month of Ramadan, and I thank all of you for coming out to join your voices with the voices of the oppressed all over the world that are raised constantly to end injustice, to end oppression, and to end tyranny, particularly in Palestine, and in particular in Al-Quds, that has been declared, or the last Friday of Ramadan was declared by Imam Khomeini Rahimullah in 1979 as the International Day of Quds. It was to draw attention of the whole world to the continued suffering and oppression of the Palestinian people. Earlier on, some of the speakers mentioned, but I'd just like to repeat. On Friday, last Friday, 2 days ago, while you and I and Muslims around the world, in any part of the world, were free to go into their mosques to worship, in Al-Quds, in Jerusalem, the Zionist occupiers prevented Palestinian men under the age of 50 and Palestinian women under the age of 45 to enter Masjid al-Aqsa.
Shame! Shame!
Shame! Shame!
That is the mentality of these oppressors and criminals. But Israel is an apartheid state. And let me tell you how it is an apartheid state. They are building what is referred to as the apartheid wall. That apartheid wall was declared illegal by the International Court of Justice in July 2004. The Zionists are in fact creating a ghetto in Palestine. Shame. Look around the world and you see anywhere where there are Jewish ghettos, the Zionists are creating Jewish ghettos in Palestine. And we say to them, we will tear down that wall and the Jewish people would be free to come and live with us as equal citizens under the law.
Yeah.
But this is what these Zionists are afraid of, because they are racists, they are criminals, they are thugs. Some of them happen to be walking around over here. And they try to equate criticism of the Zionist state with anti-Semitism. Let us be very clear. We spit on anti-Semitism. We spit on racism. We spit on apartheid. We spit on Islamophobia. We stand for truth and justice for all people in the world.
Yeah!
Yeah!
My brothers and sisters, mark my words. The day is getting near. Just as the apartheid state of South Africa was dismantled, we will see the apartheid state of Israel also being dismantled.
Yeah!
There are momentous changes taking place in the Middle East.
Allah!
Allah!
Already, the people of Egypt recognize their responsibilities towards their Palestinian brothers and sisters. They know that their brothers and sisters in Palestine are suffering great oppression. They are determined to alleviate that oppression. And already, the Zionist parasitical state that cannot survive on its own, it is dependent on handouts from the United States. And in the process, they will bankrupt the United States government as well.
Shame!
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 You know, officially they say that Israel receives about $3 billion a year from the US. That's a lie. the Zionist state of Israel gets directly and indirectly at least $15 billion a year.
Shame.
And that's the money of the American people. There are 40 million Americans living in poverty.
Shame.
There are at least 3 million Americans that are homeless. They're living in tents. There are 45 million American children that don't have Medicaid. But what does this stooge government in the United States do, whether it was led by George Bush or this black man in the White House, Barack Obama?
Shame.
He would rather have Americans starve to death, but he cannot say no to this Zionist parasitical state. But inshallah, I see that day when we, the Muslims, will march on Palestine and liberate Palestine for all the people in the world, for the Jewish people, for the Christian people, and for the Muslim people. And under Islamic law, they will all be living as equal citizens. You know, brothers and sisters, the Zionists make a lot of fuss and they claim that Muslims hate Jews. They make this allegation against the Muslims. I challenge any Zionism, any Zionist anywhere to come and prove to us that any Jewish people have been oppressed anywhere in the Muslim world. I challenge them. Look at the treatment of the Zionists of the Palestinian people, and despite all of their crimes, Muslims live with their Jewish citizens in their countries in dignity and honor and respect.
Yes. Takbir! Allahu Akbar!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
You know, the Zionists make allegations against the Islamic Republic of Iran and they say that they are anti-Semitic. There are 25 to 30,000 Jewish citizens of Iran. Let me give you some facts. It's important for us to know. The Zionist state of Israel has been offering them bribes to leave Iran and to go to the Zionist state of Israel, and the Jewish citizens of Iran refuse to leave Iran. In Iran, there are Jewish members of parliament representing the Jewish community. The Zionist criminals ought to open their eyes and their minds. And a day will come when Palestine is liberated. They would rather seek refuge among the Muslims as they did in Spain. When the Spanish Inquisitions were occurring, they ran from Spain and they came and sought refuge among the Muslims. And Muslims welcomed them. Muslims have never persecuted the Jewish people. It is not in our deen. It is not our way of life. We don't oppress other people. Our Quran teaches us that we treat them with respect because they are Ahlul Kitab. They are the people of the book. That is our honor. That is our history. And we challenge these Zionists to show us one iota of proof that whether we have ever persecuted the Jewish people. But look at their treatment of the Palestinian people. They wouldn't even let food to go to them. They want to starve. They want to starve the Palestinian people. Last year, when the Freedom Frontera was going from Turkey and other places, they actually killed 9 peace activists on the Mavi Marmara. What were they delivering to Palestine and to Gaza? They were not carrying bombs. They were not carrying missiles. They were not carrying explosives. They were carrying food. They were carrying medicines. They were carrying children's toys and milk formula for the children. Even that is not acceptable to the Zionists.
Shame.
That is what makes them racists. That is what makes them inhuman. That is what makes them barbarians. And that is why we oppose Zionism. And we will not be intimidated by anybody, whether it is the government of Canada or anybody else, to tell us that Zionism or criticism of Zionism is equal to anti-Semitism. We reject such categorization.
Yes! Yes! Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar! Allah Akbar!
If they go down this path, they will bring tragedy upon the Jewish people themselves. And we know that there are a lot of Jewish people themselves who reject Zionism, who spit on Zionism because it is racism.
Yeah.
And we welcome those Jewish friends, and we welcome those Christian friends who stand shoulders and shoulder to shoulder with us for peace and justice in the world. And I see that day near, inshallah. That day is not far when Palestine will be liberated.
Inshallah.
And all the people, Muslims, Christians, and Jews, would live in Palestine as equal citizens, something that has been denied by the Zionists for more than 63 years to the Palestinian people.
Inshallah.
Thank you, and may Allah bless you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
But keep it.
Zionism is racism!